we have so many expectations around the head coach, whether it's Pete Carroll and what happened with Reggie Bush, you know, whether it's Vince Lombardi and the cult of a Lombardi and the kind of spell he had over his players because they knew that he had the answers. Is it unfair in college to expect a coach can have that kind of control?
Do you want my cynical side or my idealistic side?
I like both of them.
My cynical side says that coaches know that it's all part of the system, that if you're a head coach of a major football team or a basketball team, you know just what's going on. Whether you're a creep like Dave Bliss down at Baylor when things were coming apart with some of his players, or, you know, Pete Carroll, whom I like a lot, how do you think these guys get into houses? How do you think they get their cars? I mean, you have to know. Now, my idealistic side says that it's the school's responsibility to monitor the coaches. The coaches are only hired employees, too. Something's gone really wrong with college sports. And a long, long time ago, when these coaches become the gods that they are and can have these huge, expensive programs, and the educators sit back supine or prone or whatever and just let it happen. I mean, it's way out of control.